What rehearsal processes, if any, are consciously employed? And how is valuable time divided and allocated?
I guess it varies from company to company. And to be honest, I've only really worked with a very few number of companies. But I think that there is a kind of like standard protocol, you know, in terms of stage management, for example. It's very professional. Like I've worked with Wild Rice and I sat in on their rehearsals and I just really enjoy the kind of organization that they have. It's all very professional. It's all very much geared towards the availabilities and also the energies of all the collaborators, you know, the actors, the designers and everything, and and there is some very, very good stage management in Singapore, I feel. Same with Checkpoint, where, and I've sat in on their rehearsal processes, their rehearsals and saw their processes. It's the, can you repeat the question?
How is valuable time divided and allocated? Do they segment their production? Like in terms of, okay, we're going to sit down and do intensive script reading.
Oh, that one, I think it varies from director to director. Like, I think there's a general sense that you always start with a big picture and then do kind of like focus, like goal-oriented spurts towards the end, right? I mean, if I can kind of outline it, what I've seen so far is it always starts out, like you say, with a kind of read. Obviously, it has to start with a read. And then, you know, depending on the director, it may go into a kind of like blocking-driven phase, right, where they try and give the thing a physical shape. And then and there's a phase of like intense scene and character work. And then towards the end, it just runs. And I think it's a kind of like logical way to go about putting a show together. And that's the only thing I've witnessed. So, yeah, that answers your question. Yeah.